Back to the protests and the economy, you might say. There's no Occupy Wall Street mass protest down in Washington these days. Perhaps that's because protesters believe they might just be sucked into the black hole of inertia on Capitol Hill. And that seems to be exactly where President Obama's jobs bill is headed this morning. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington's correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So are we really talking about DOA for the jobs bill this morning?
Well, look, I'll let Majority Leader Eric Cantor, the Republican, speak for himself. He controls the House floor schedule, and reporters asked him that exact question yesterday. Listen to the Majority Leader.
$447 billion jobs package as a package, dead?
Yes.
Okay. Is that clear enough for you?
Yeah.
Dead, he says. Not going to put it on the floor as is. So the president, by the way, heard the majority leader say this, and he gave an interview later in the day, John, to ABC News, and here's what the president had to say about his jobs plan.
What he needs to do is to tell us what exactly he's for, because what I've done is put forward what economists say can increase our growth by close to 2% and put 1.9 million people ultimately back to work.
Now, John, it's not just in the House where the president has a problem with his jobs plan. There are Democrats in the Senate who are a little tepid. Now, Harry Reid has said
Why is that?
They don't like how it's paid for. People want to support the president. And look, everyone on Capitol Hill realizes ultimately that this is a campaign document. They want to do something about jobs in different ways. But ultimately, this is a campaign document. And it's not just 14 million unemployed out there. There's a lot of members of Congress, I dare say, who don't want to be unemployed after 2012. And neither does the president.
There's a contradiction there. I mean, is doing nothing really an option? I mean, is Eric Cantor going to stand up and say, jobs bill, forget that? And the president, even though he sounds mad, he doesn't sound like he's going to do anything other than send me something I can sign.
Well, they're both on opposite sides of this. For Eric Cantor first, the answer is no. Eric Cantor is not going to do nothing. The Republicans have what they see as their own jobs agenda. They're doing it this week. Bills you probably haven't heard about, getting rid of regulations for the cement industry.
Right.
Getting
rid of the trade. The trade stuff was proposed yesterday.
And trade bills are coming. Three trade bills have been sent to Capitol Hill. Those have bipartisan support. Congress is not doing nothing. They're just not agreeing on the one most important thing, at least according to economists, John, and that's demand. There's nothing being done on Capitol Hill right now about demand. You're right. Trade agreements on Panama, South Korea, and Colombia have come to Capitol Hill. They should sail through. They probably will sail through the House by the end of next week and probably will sail through the Senate too.
Todd, just assess this for me. I'm not any apologist for Barack Obama, but if he works behind the scenes, he gets accused of being a wimp. If he sticks his head up and says, pass this bill, he gets it chopped off. Is there no way for this president to work with Congress, or am I missing something?
Here's the plan for the next month, according to Democratic operatives who are frustrated by much the same thing, John. The president's going to be on the stump for the next month saying, pass this plan, while the president works behind the scenes to try to get a couple of things that he and Eric Cantor can agree on, like getting rid of some regulations or some tax breaks. The question is, will those small things actually do anything to move jobs? Well, maybe not, but the president will be out trying to pressure Republicans to support his plan or risk it in the election. That's
and we'll
the
get the latest unemployment report on Friday.
Yep.
So this is all in play. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.